Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come today. I am very grateful that we have many participants today. So without further ado, let me provide you with the results for the six-month period ending September 30th, 2015. So let me start with the financial results. Revenue was 1.5% year-on-year increase, 115 billion, 183 million. Pre-tax profit was minus 38.7% year-on-year, 19 billion and 906 million yen. If you just look at the numbers, it seems as though we have booked losses. But last year, in the first half, we sold two companies. So that had contributed very largely to the revenue and profits of the previous year, first half. So we have a slide which presents to you what happens if we did not have those impact from the sales last year. You can see that a lot of it was the SBI Mortgage and SBI Life Living. So if you look at the number which excludes these two companies, in terms of revenue, it was actually plus 27.7%. And in terms of pre-tax profit, it was actually an increase of 36.7%. So that's the situation. So we believe that our performance did not deteriorate at all. We think it is moving exactly in line with our plan. Now, in terms of revenue by segment, so for example, financial services, it was plus 20.5%. This is excluding the sales of the two companies. So you can see that actually revenue grew in financial services. Now, in terms of asset management, you can see there's an increase because of some extraordinary reasons. Morningstar, which was in the financial services business segment, we moved it to asset management. And there was a reason why we moved it, but so this first half would have increased if there was the portion of Morningstar Japan. Here's a decrease by 2,135 million. If there was no transfer, it would have been positive. Now, asset management business, it says increase by 2,332 million, so this should be deducted. But this is an apple-to-apple comparison of the first half. So SBI Mortgage, Aruhi Today, or we need, and also SBI Life Living, we need to have the similar thinking. So asset management was 32.6% increase. Bio-related, this is plus 304%. And others, this excludes Life Living. So if you exclude that impact, it's actually plus 111.2%. In terms of pre-tax profit, that's 21.4%. And asset management, Morningstar was added, but it's still negative in pre-tax profit. Bio-related, again, there was a great element of positive increase. So it has improved significantly, but in terms of pre-tax profit level, it's still booking negative. Now, in terms of consolidated financial indicators, ROA at the end of September 2015 was 6.4, so it's quite a high level. This is because this is actually deducting the customers' asset and liability accounts of the security companies. If you include that, it's actually larger in the amount. And in interest-bearing debt ratio was 115.6. And if you include the percentage of equity attributable to the parent, it's 20.1%. So I think it's appropriate to exclude this in principle. So at the end of March, what has decreased is the actual execution of return to the shareholders of 17.6 billion in total. Dividend, as we have been saying before, in interim, we will be paying out 10 yen per share. Toward the end of the year, it is undecided But in terms of the total return to the shareholders, we are aiming to achieve 40% in payout ratio. So that is our line of thinking. Now, in terms of the foreign shareholdings, it has increased again. This is at the end of the month, September, 46.2%. Domestic financial institutions, 19.3%. So the shareholdings by institutional investors is at a high level of 65.5%, but then we see decrease of private investors, which is 26.7%. So in terms of highlights of each of the business segments, let's look at the financial services. SBI Securities, starting with that at the top, you can see that many has recorded a record high. SBI Securities on the IFRS basis, IFRS basis in pre-tax profit, it's actually plus 32.1% increase. Liquidity market was plus 63.8%. FX trade, plus 112.7%. Japan Next Securities, plus 32.6%. Money Plaza, plus 35%. Meanwhile, SBI Insurance losses was 786 million, which is minus 510 million year-on-year. Let me explain the reason later on. In terms of Sumishin SBI Net Bank, if you calculate in IFRS basis, in the first step, it was 1,144 million in terms of contribution. Now, on the 12th, November 12th, they will announce the results. But the business is very steady. But if you look at on IFRS basis, the way they evaluate the bond, this is what happens. And then SBI Holdings, if you look at the comparison website business, it was 17.4%. REMIT has also recorded high, record high. Benefit Systems is also historical high. So in financial services, this is our main pillar of the business. And you can see that each of the businesses are doing very well. So let me look at from SBI Securities. This is looking at the trend in average daily individual brokerage trading value. It has increased 17.9% year-on-year. If you look at the market, the market itself has plummeted because of China's stock shock, but everything else, I think, is maintaining a very nice high level. Therefore, as a result, because the performance was good, this is based on the J-GAAP, but revenue, operating revenue, which is equivalent to sales, was 44,368 million, was plus 26.6%. Ordinary income was plus 33.8% increase year-on-year. That's 20,121 million. And so this is comparing the main online brokers.
So the SBI alone exceeded the 20 the billion yen mark. What is interesting about those results are the Nomura, Daiwa, SMBC Nikko. For the first half of the year, they are all in big negative numbers. While the online securities, although some of them are suffering from some negative numbers, basically they are all with positive numbers. The Monex in the previous the term that they were not doing very well. So we are seeing some did increase partly due to the turnaround in their US business. This is for Monex. So even when the market aggravated, basically there is no the sudden big decline in the numbers. So there is a strong the rigidity against downward the trend. In other words, the fixed costs have been reduced. So we are in a very strong position. And this is stock brokerage trading that significantly increased, the plus 28.3% year-on-year, and commissions increased plus 27.5% year-on-year. I'd like to add one comment here. So wholesale basically is supporting the large retail companies, brick-and-mortar companies. But once the wholesale goes down, then who has the dominant share in the retail? SBI and other online securities firms. And on the retail side, we are not seeing the big decline numbers, even when the market aggravates. When it comes to wholesale, when the market is bad and the wholesale business stops. So that's a big difference between wholesale and the retail. And as to the open interest credit balance in the second quarter, somewhat decreased, but on the very high level. The individual retail, both the buying and selling, those transactions are going very well at the very high level. Financial revenue, this time we have reduced the fundraising from outside using cash at hand to earn the interest income. So that was our strategy. So even when the market goes down and the results are likely to go down, we can reduce the borrowing from outside. We should do that so that we can increase some interest income even before September. We thought that something bad is happening, and we gave instruction to execute that strategy. And the investment trust balance and trust fees are at a very high level, and they are expanding very steadily. And the 33.3% year-on-year increase for the investment trust fees. As to the number of accounts, we are completely dominant. The 3,409,000 accounts, and the 9 trillion yen of deposit assets of the customers and the other players like Monex and so on have a very little business here. And the commission rate, we are dominant. The Monex has a very high, the other one, though we have a very low commission rate under such circumstances for the share of individual stock trading value in the first half. On a full year basis, the 2014 was 38.1%, and in the first half, the 41.7% in the first half of 2014 fiscal year, the 36.8%. And we are increasing it from 36.8 to 41.7, and then as to individual margin trading value, we increased from the 38.4% to 45.7% on a full year basis, is 40.5%. And for the month of September, it's 51.4%. Now, the SBI liquidity market, FX trading. First of all, the SBI Group, the number of accounts and customer deposit assets. As you can see, the FX players, we are dominantly number one in terms of deposit assets and trading accounts on both terms. So in the FX trading, we have the leading position. So this is SBI Securities, SBI FX Trade, and SBI Sumishin Net Bank. This is the total of these three SBI Group companies. SBI Liquidity Market, OTC Market, through that market, these players are doing business. As to SBI Liquidity Market financial results, as to the operating income before allocation, 6,674 million yen. This means that the amount before its allocation of profits to affiliated companies, namely SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and SBI FX Trade. That's in other words, its total operating income before allocation, the 61.4% increase. I'm sorry, 56.2% increase. And in particular, SBI FX Trade, SBI Securities, the Sumishin SBI Net Bank, those who do not have the accounts at those players, and those who have the small but frequent trades, if it's SBI FX Trade was established for such the customers. So the SBI FX Trade is absorbing those the customers, and the business is increasing. Money Square and Money the partners, the listed companies, compared to them, we started in May 2012, and the other companies, for them, they took the 2 years or 5 years to grow their business. But in a very much short period of time, SBI FX Trade established their business. Next, SBI Japan Next. The 32.7% increase compared to the previous the year, the same period of the previous year. The volume is decreasing, but it's very steady. And in the first half, 698 million yen in the first half. So on the November 12th, the results will be announced for our banking business. So not so much details here, but it exceeded 3.5 trillion yen. That is as of October 28th, almost the record high numbers. And this is deposits of six internet banks. On the right-hand side, Daiwa, with its announcement, the 3.1 trillion against 3.4 of SBI's mission. Daiwa is now trying to catch up with SBI's mission. Next, SBI hybrid the deposits, depending on the markets, as you can see, the reserved money and the actual the trading money. The record high is 1,369.4 billion in May 2015, and those were the largest the reserved waiting the money, and when the market goes down, it goes to the market.
When I say market, that means equity market. Next, to housing loans balance at the banking business, 2,030.1 billion. So at the end of September, it exceeded 2 trillion yen. As for the housing loans, 2.5 trillion yen. You can see that it has been a very rapid increase, not just housing loans, but in order to expand the offering, we are doing many other things. But there's room for further expansion for housing loans. SBI Mortgage was sold off. So we were not that focused on flat 35, but in order to expand the housing loans product offering, we started a full-scale offering of flat 35, a long-term fixed-rate product, from September 2015. Card loans. October 19th, it exceeded 100 billion. We are very focused in this area. And also, those are specific purpose loans and auto loans with various measures in management. The acquired deposits are managed and invested in these manners. Ordinary income. In the first quarter, it was about 5.2 billion. But then in the second quarter, how much it's going to be? It's been very good. Daiwa Securities made announcement of 3.6 billion yen or so. So what would be the number that we're going to announce? On the 12th, we're going to announce it anyway. Insurance business. Again, the number of contracts and also the direct premiums written, we enjoyed double-digit growth. We are still enjoying double-digit growth, respectively 12.9% year-on-year and 12.3%. And also the very important factors, combined ratio. This is 91.4. See, we are almost in the realm of making profits. So how come we couldn't make profits? 786 million yen minus. Why in the first half? Then, because of the Silver Week and Tropical Storm Eta and Typhoon Goni, there are many accidents. The number of accidents increased. And there were also several, unfortunately, significant insurance payments. Having said that, regarding this non-life insurance, I made a commitment to generate profits. No matter what, we will generate profits. As I said before, without these extraordinary factors, we are sure to be able to make profits. But regarding such natural disasters, we can't really forecast natural disasters. So that's where the difficulty lies. To the extent possible, under normal conditions, we can make profits. Even with some extraordinary factors, even with the tropical storm like Etao or Typhoon Goni, we can still make profits. Now, SBI Life Insurance, the full-fledged sales activities have not been started. I wouldn't say that we have done nothing. We have been making a lot of preparations, hiring persons, for instance. But when we bought it, the group of people who do administration or the salespeople, there were none. There was nobody when we bought it. Only some people who are doing the management. As for the systems, we must make systems that are good for us. And marketing, especially since we'll be focusing on the internet web, so life insurance. There are other channels that we have, inbound, outbound, call centers, for instance, or small shopping, or using small shops. Insurance marketing activities, these will become necessary going forward. So we need to hire such people. We are about to make preparations. Of course, we will have to develop new products. February next year is one milestone that we would like to have in our mind to make preparations. A little less than 160 billion assets are there. So when we make profits, we do make profits. According to J-GAAP, 1.2 billion yen. In the case of life insurance companies, even in Western countries, particularly in Europe, IFRS is not adopted as it is because in the case of life insurance, the special accounting methodology is used. In principle, we use J-GAAP only in our announcements. That's what we intend to do. Otherwise, it can be misleading. Asset size is on the increase. And if you do mark-to-market evaluation, then life insurance accounting can be very misleading. Again, the small amount short-term insurance companies, both in the number of contracts are both in both cases increasing. Money Plaza, the ordinary income increased by 34.9%. This time, we had the blow. Financial businesses has been really brisk. And under normal conditions, asset management business should be generating profits. But unfortunately, there was a China shock. And besides, on the X day at the end of September, that actually determines the mark-to-market value. End of March, September, December, with FX rate and share prices, with these, FVTPL, with their fair values through profit and loss, everything is evaluated. Our performance is evaluated. For listed shares, it plummeted at the end of September. And losses of 8.1 billion yen. We have unrealized the profits of 3.4 billion. If it's J-GAAP, we didn't have to recognize anything. Yet, 8.1 billion was recognized. Unlisted ones are expanding revenues and second finance and with third finance. It's financed with a higher value, and that's the performance. And 3.3 billion yen plus. FX, it's 119.8 with stronger yen. And that really hit us. Nikkei average, 14.1. And Shanghai Composite Index, minus 8.6%. And Chinese share prices, negative dear figures, really hit these figures. But again, they are on the rise again. It doesn't drop on the December end, then we will see how this will be reflected. Now, Korean Savings Bank and South Korea's Savings Bank, compared with the April-June period, if you look at the July-September, it decreased slightly, 1,345,000,000. We thought we would be able to clear 2 billion, but it's actually lower by 1 billion. Why? Because there were two trial cases and we lost these trial cases. One, in the first instance, and second instance, we won and we were expecting a win. Maybe that we didn't pay the attorneys enough, but in the third instance, we lost the case. We have looked at a Japanese company. I'm not talking about, I don't want to talk about the Sankei newspaper, but perhaps people might have some concerns. So all the more we have to be careful. To South Korea people, that I communicated this very meticulously. Litigation related to 1 billion yen provision has been made. In reality, there has been the improvement. We don't have to worry about making injection. K-gap in July, September, it's now in the positive territory, 5.9 billion won positive figures. And the non-performing loans. And in March 2012, that was the bottom, but it's increasing, especially the June 2014 is on the increase. The retail performing loans are now on the increase. In the retail, it's doing very well.
So this is looking at the changes in new retail credits. As you can see, this is about increase of about 59.1% or so. So we have increased sales and new product sales, marketing, and internet online. So as we aggressively promote these initiatives, or we have done some consolidation mergers, and I think we are beginning to see the fruit of that. And in terms of the delinquency situation, if you look at it in terms of delinquency ratio of retail loan among the entire loan is 22.4 and retail loan is 12%. So you can see the loan quality improving significantly. Furthermore, the Korean Savings Bank, as I read in the newspapers in Korea, it seems as though they write up as though Korean savings banks are the evil banks. And when we become the largest, and we're Japanese as well, we are written so negatively. They say that we charge interest rate of exceeding 30%. The maximum is 34.9%. But actually, in reality, our average retail loan is only 16%. So we're actually lending out a very low rate. So no matter how people look at it, there's no better savings bank than us, but we tend to be spoken negatively. But the young customers understand us. So we see increasing number of young customers, and we see good, high-quality loans. But we need to not just have the younger customers understand. We need to have everyone understand very clearly that our interest rates are low. So that is why we are planning to release a new medium interest rate product about 10% level per year. And we will launch a very large publicity on this to show that even though statutory interest rate maximum is 34.9%, and they may say that it will be lower down to 30% or even lower, but we are even much lower than that, and there's no impact on us whatsoever. And even going forward, we can continue to be profitable. In fact, the basic thinking of SBI is that we are customer-oriented. We place customers' profit interest first. And this is something that we are consistent in South Korea as well. So for the borrowers, those who deposit money with us, we want to provide them with the highest interest as possible. In terms of for the borrowers, the lower this interest as much as possible. So Morningstar, they do their own financial announcements. I will not go through into detail, but they're doing very well. Operating margin is 32.5%. I think their Sakura is doing a very nice job in managing the company. Now, this is our M&A and IPO prospect for 2015. We're expecting 20 deals listed here. Actually, there's preparations are underway for an IPO, promising biotech investee company in fourth quarter FY 2015. We're expecting this deal to be quite substantial. SBI Investment also manages funds. These funds are investing in robot, space, and cybersecurity recently. The fund would like to invest in these areas as much as possible. The Japanese players, that we are not limiting ourselves to just Japanese players. We are extending our antennas out to different countries. So, for example, Argus Cybersecurity, this is an Israeli company. It utilizes Israeli defense technology. So we would like to incorporate these companies like this into our portfolio, and we actually send one of our employees, some of our employees to Israel, and we work with Israeli venture capital, and we set up a fund. And SBI Investment Korea, in the first half, they have been successful in raising funds, and in being commissioned by the government of nearly 200  billion. And we are expecting to have new commitment as well. Right now, the total commitment amount is 70 billion in Korean won or 7.7 billion yen. Korean government is very different from Japan in that they encourage venture capital. It seems as though in Japan, a lot of money is sent to government-related funds, and the performance isn't very well. So we should follow after Korea, model after Korea more. Now, bio-related. So as I have said earlier, profitability is improving quite significantly, particularly in terms of SBI Biotech. You can see that it was negative, but it's now 339 million. It's positive. Now, this is because SBI Biotech has a 100% subsidiary called Quark Pharmaceuticals. And in a milestone agreement, they received an upfront fee of $20 million. So as a result, they have become profitable in the first half. And SBI ALA Promo, it used to be booking more than 300 million in losses, but now it's been reduced to 54 million. So this is because they have cut down promotion expenses. Now, SBI Biotech. So they are currently working with Novartis. We have signed a milestone agreement with Novartis. We're in phase three in 70 institutions, primarily in the U.S., but Canada, Germany, Brazil, and other countries. And they are near completion of the clinical trials there. And the first administration to patients is expected in December 2015. And the other AKI is in phase two. Again, they are nearly completion of preparations for clinical trials at 50 institutions, mainly in the U.S. and Germany. And then Biocon, this is India's major pharma company. This is in phase two and three. So they have completed the preparations for a clinical trial in the United States, and they are expecting to start with the first patients in November 2015. And for China, as soon as they acquire the license and then regulatory approval, they will start this. I believe this is extremely promotional. This again, we have one acute angle closure glaucoma in phase two. And also we have one with Pfizer, which is a mega pharma. We have glaucoma and DME pipelines, which we have signed milestone agreements with. And in terms of anti-ILT7 antibody, we work with MedImmune. It's a subsidiary of AstraZeneca. They are doing preclinicals right now. So you can see we have a very abundant ample pipeline. So in the United States, this condition actually satisfies the requirements for public offering at Nasdaq market. So because of the situation, there's quite a heightened interest in Quark among the listed companies in Europe and North America. We have actually started due diligence process with two companies, and we agreed into a concrete discussions with a preliminary valuation of $300 million. So based on this, the due diligence is done based on this valuation. And after that, through due diligence, if for so-and-so reason, they want to lower the valuation, but they maybe want to purchase it, or maybe we can actually, in parallel, we are preparing for IPO on Nasdaq for Quark. So this will be done simultaneously. As for a la promo, we have more than 5,000 stores. These are the consulting pharmacies and drug stores that actually offer a la promo products, more than 5,000. And we have a product called the Ala Plus Drink. It's a beauty drink. We have actually secured orders for the first production batch of approximately 80,000 bottles. Now, as I look at our current business environment, I believe this is our second stage for leaps and rapid growth. The first stage of high growth leaps is when I started up the business in 1999, and I believe that we're entering the second stage. So I want to talk about a little bit of that. It was in 1999 when the company was founded. I was working at SoftBank as a CFO. And SoftBank would lead the internet area, and I would be leading the financial services area. So let's create SoftBank Finance, and I would be responsible for financial services. And what I saw at that time was an internet revolution and affinity between internet financial services. And I believe that if I start now, we can win for sure. But what was indispensable condition at that time was the financial deregulation. In other words, if I may reword it, we needed to see deregulation of fees and commissions. And during the administration of Ryutaro Hashimoto, we were about 20 years behind United States, 10 years behind UK, and the Big Bang was just about to start in Japan. And we saw that as a good opportunity, and we wanted to become the first fintech, and we started out as a fintech. And since then, 16 years have passed, and our group, we now have employees of 5,464, from 55 employees in 1999, operating revenue is zero. We're now 245 billion. We had no consolidated subsidiaries. We had 227. At peak, we have 11 public owned companies, but now we have five capital. Mr. Song gave me 50 million, but I have never gone and asked for more. And now we have 81.7 billion capital. Net assets was 50 million. Now it's 410.5 billion. The group customer base, which is important more than anything else, we have 18,951,000. So we are by far an utmost the largest and the greatest player in the internet finance, online financial services. In terms of SBI Securities, the compound annual growth rate is, in terms of number of accounts, is 28.1%. This is since the date of launch of the online transaction operations. Actually, we bought Osawa Securities because we needed license. So we bought Osawa Securities, we reorganized it, and we made an online securities company. And Sumishin SBI Net Bank even has a higher growth rate. The compound annual growth rate was 51.7%. I believe that Internet Bank, the Sumishin Net Bank, will exceed the number of accounts of the SBI Securities. Now, SBI Insurance, they started in 2008, January. Now, today, they have 780,000. And in fact, the growth rate is the highest. And I believe that they will continue to increase the number of counts. And now, we are making the second leap for leap forward. What is that? Well, we are finally seeing global interest in fintech. It's a combination of finance and technologies, and they're finally talking about fintech or fintech. And we've been saying this 16 years ago. And what we are saying these days is that the global investment in finance, fintech ventures tripled to $12.21 billion in 2014, clearly signifying that the digital revolution has arrived in the financial services sector. Established financial services players are starting to take bold steps, engage with emerging innovations. That's what Accenture is saying in the future of fintech and banking. And we understand this without being said, even from 16 years ago. We saw this coming. And I can say now it's too late. But having said that, what is our future driver for growth? That is China, South Korea, and other nations. In these different regions, financial authorities are leading this internet and mobile financial services initiatives. Even in China, for example, they will now, you can actually see new guidelines being issued. South Korea, FSC is trying to grant license for pure play internet banks. They don't even have line law for pure play internet banks. And you need $50 billion to establish a capital. But they say they're currently urging, the president's office is actually urging the companies to establish a pure play internet bank. And we, in fact, someone had approached us to become a member of that. But Banking Act is not in place for pure play internet banks, so we decided not to do it. And because the Banking Act is not in place, the main companies are decided. For example, KT and Domokawa Interparks have decided, they have announced. But you can't enter into internet banking when the capital is so spread out. Someone has to be responsible. So we feel as though this is a very difficult stage to still enter this market. And Thailand, First Online Securities is actually our subsidiary, commenced its operations this October. It's called SBI Thai Online Securities. So you will see online financial institutions all around the world. We have many visitors from Taiwan, from China, even long before, and we have many Korean companies visit us. We are becoming the model in the world. Not only that, since Mr. Abe has become the prime minister, he has implemented Abenomics. And he calls it the new Abenomics, but in principle, it's creation, new industry, new companies, and have the money flow into financial services. That's the mechanism he's trying to build and encourage and accelerate this flow from savings to investment. So we begin to see such policies be introduced. And so in that aspect, NISA, it's an abbreviation of Nippon Individual Savings Account, modeled after UK ISA, ISA, but they are trying to expand as they will now begin junior NISA. Also, the Japan Post Group's three companies will become listed. This is a very good. I made a bit of a comment on Lead Arranger. I think the way they decided is strange. I don't think that Ministry of Finance should decide something like this. But there are some questions about what they are doing. They have the parent and subsidiary being listed, and they used to oppose it, but they're doing it now, and there's no accountability to it, but they're going to do this. But in terms of broker point of view, as a player, this will lead to increasing number of accounts, and this will attract new investors, people who have no experience in investing in the equity market. In other words, in guiding the customers from savings to investment, these initiatives will play a big role. Now, in terms of defined contribution pension for individual type, this will again expand because of the revision of law. So without the reform in Social Security, there's no way to go around it. We are in a deadlock. We need to have a major change in pension scheme as well. And these are all follow-ins, tailwinds for us. And we are beginning to see a great number of benefit system. So this is pension reform. Now, the three new arrows. This is not received quite well because they people say there's no substance to it. But the first arrow was very easy to understand. You know, it was a monetary easing, a big monetary regulation. This was easy to understand. They told BOJ what to do. The second was somewhat more difficult to understand. But the second, the new arrows, it says the first arrow is to achieve nominal GDP to 600 trillion yen within 6 years or so, and Japan has to continue to grow 3% nominally to achieve this 5 to 6 years. And, you know, this is something they must achieve, and because if they don't, then there's something wrong with the policymakers. So in order to achieve this, they need to encourage employment of women and elderly, and they need to revitalize the regions. And they always talk about revitalizing the regions, but how do you attract companies to invest in regions? You have to utilize special zones or strategic zones better. And these are the things that they must continue to do. And fiscal consolidation, that's something that is unavoidable for Abe administration. This is part of the Social Security reform they must implement. And this will lead to a healthy financial condition of the country. And I think it has the greatest weight on this. So they are probably will start these reforms. And that's how Mr. Suga described it the other day as well. And in terms of the example from revitalization of domestic stock market stimulation led by the government, so the three Japan Post Group companies will be listed on November 4. And with the public offering price will be decided. So PBR 0.4, 0.5, 0.7. This level, I think people who buy it will become profitable, will make money. So people who have good success experience will continue to stay in the equity market, which is actually very important for us in the securities market. And 80% of the share will be offered to the domestic investors, and 95% of that will be offered to the private investors. And lead arrangers should be comprised by us, who is actually taking leadership in this retail market. But the government officials at the Ministry of Finance did not understand the reality. They gave it to Nomura, and they gave a little bit to us. But if you look at JL's public offering, it's always us that open the accounts because our commissions are overwhelmingly low cost. So that channel is already built up. So I know that we will continue to be able to encourage account openings with us. NISA. So in terms of number of accounts openings and number of accounts utilized, activated, In terms of the total amount investments, you can see it's 2,768 billion. It's not a very good situation. And in a near future, we will carry out a questionnaire so that we can grasp the reality and the substance. And the securities industry should analyze that result, and we need to continue to make requests and demands to the government. So we'll see Junior NISA, Workplace Savings NISA. We will be very aggressive in taking these opportunities. So because of these business circumstances, it will allow us to make that next step of growth. Now, fintech, I have explained this already. So in 1999, October, SBI Securities started its business, and we have been able to establish, we built this financial conglomerate. And during this time, we have been able to build a system that pursues synergies between core businesses. And meanwhile, we have tried to merge the internet and real face-to-face with Money Plaza and SBI Securities.
For the success of SBI Securities, though we have the subsidiaries, with the supporting functions, so nobody can beat us. And as a next step, we are going to have double fintech strategy. We are going to do the fintech by ourselves, and it's going to be W. What does it mean? Well, the players with good technology will be our partners, and we are going to execute double fintech the strategy so that we are going to be unbeatable group. On top of that, we have some fintech companies in the group, interesting entities in the group, and those companies will be integrated and will be more profitable, and they are going to change their names and listed. We'll be listed as a fintech company. That's our strategy. As to the domestic financial services businesses, I would like to give some supplementary explanations, starting with the securities. We are going to focus on wholesale or the business. When it comes to wholesale, we will start with IPO. For the April through September period, 80.5% of the listed companies in that period, SBI has been involved as the lead managers for some cases. And it's a very big step because we are going to continue to have relationships with those listed companies, and we are going to be ready for underwriting for the secondary market. What about NISA? Though we successfully obtained lots of the accounts, the 740,000 accounts, and we already exceeded the number of the Daiwa as of the end of September. In the case of SBI Securities, it is very important to be noted that there are many new customers who have never invested before. 38% of the new customers are the number of new customers opening NISA accounts account for 38%, and among which two-thirds, 66.7%, are beginner investors. What about the securities industry? The beginners are 19.8%, and the active account ratio of SBI is 59.5% against 51.1% of the industry average ratio. So we have a very high active account ratio as well. So the NISA tax-exempt investment ceiling will be increased to 1.2 million, and Junior NISA will also start in 2016, and there was a release to start the opening account, and we already have 8.5 multiple against the number of applications in August. And also, SBI liquidity market, and it's SBI FX Trade. This is SBI liquidity market subsidiary, which have been under the SBI holdings, are now the subsidiary of SBI Securities. Well, what is the objective there? One of the objectives is to familiarize the customers of SBI Securities with the FX trading. SBI Securities will continue to promote aggressively FX trading. And also, there are many number of the customers of SBI FX Trade, which is like grandchild of SBI Securities, if you like. And we would like to establish customers' traffic from SBI FX Trade to SBI Securities. We would like them to open accounts at SBI Securities. And for example, for this fiscal year, that would push up the SBI Securities profit by more than 2 billion yen. So far, SBI that is the only example among all the online securities companies to have separate FX trading entity. In the case of GMO Click, most of their profit comes from FX trading. Of course, GMO Click sometimes is running in the red number. So I don't know about their this year's performance, but the most of their profit, when there is profit, comes from FX trading. But in our case, if SBI FX Trade becomes a subsidiary of SBI Securities, that will push up the profit by more than 2 billion yen. And we would like to make this FX trading the business into the world's largest OTC market. And for that purpose, FX trading from the mainland China, Asian countries, and from the Middle East, the centering around the Hong Kong, the liquidity is centering around in Hong Kong. And we established a subsidiary in May 2015 in Hong Kong as to the structured bonds, self-origination of the structured bonds, which are the very profitable business for the foreign affiliated companies, but we are going to do that on our own. And so we have been the producing profits for the external entities, mainly the foreign affiliated companies. We will stop doing that as to the structured bond business within 2016. We are going to originate and distribute the structured bonds equivalent to JPY, the 25 billion yen. And we have established JTI, the BITS. And we have been using 36 vendors so far, and we're going to halve that number. Why have we been using so many vendors? One of the reasons is that the entertainment provided by vendors, we have prohibited any kind of entertainment, social entertainment by any vendors. If you are involved in that, you will be fired from SBI. And so those vendors who are very costly are there. To start with, we need to draw on bargaining power to cut the cost. But we have been wasting 13 billion yen per annum for the system's cost. But in 10 years, we are going to cut it by 20% as the first step. And we are now preparing for that. Now, the banking-related business, the card business, is the key. The SBI Sumishin Net Bank acquired SBI Card on October the 1st. Now, we have been promoting the new card holders as the group effort, and we are going to turn around the card business absolutely in the next fiscal year, and the card business is going to be the main the profit source for the banking business. Now, the insurance within this fiscal year, you are going to establish a reinsurance company. We have almost completed that process. With the license, we would like to complete the process to start up reinsurance business within the this fiscal year. And we are going to operate in an integrated manner, both SBI Insurance and SBI Life Insurance. In other words, we are going to retain money in the group. We will avoid to the cash outflow as much as possible. And I have that the philosophy from the very beginning of this business. That philosophy applies to the systems. Why do we have to pay so much for the vendors? The solution is to have internal system company. And the solution here is to have reinsurance company within the group. But that is not sufficient in the insurance business in order to make progress, to make advancements, especially for the life insurance. And yet we need to have epoch-making personalized insurance products. And for that purpose, and the external entities with technology and with ideas will be our partners. For example, the alliance with ZMP is one of such examples, or Argus is another example. On one side, Internet of Things, IoT, is making advancements when it comes to aircraft or automobiles. There will be the cyber risks attacked by hackers. When you want to open the door does not open. When you want to go straight, everything goes to the right. And such the attacks by the hackers can be very risky. The aircrafts carrying the important people could be attacked by hackers. So the cyber security is the specialty of Argus, and we think Argus is very promising, so we have invested in Argus. And the automobile companies are very much interested in this Argus. Everything is connected to internet. It's good. That will be more convenient. That said, the other side of the coin is some risks. Since things are connected, when there's a cyber risk, the risk will be much greater. It's a very big risk. So we need to think about the risk. We need to think about the risk. And without thinking about the risk, we should not make advancements on the other side of the coin. And that kind of concept is being well embedded in the U.S. Cyber risk protection is important. And if you are not protected against it, the things cannot be solved in the U.S., or you could be the sued by consumers. Asset management business, that we would like to ride on the wave and with the fintech, the related companies. And we are going to invest in fintech-related business through Fintech Business Innovation, LPS. And the financial services business companies that will give support. And we can get the good the technology and the performance that will be the better for them. And so it's a win-win-win the situation. And the overseas business that we are going to set up the lease company with INESA in the Shanghai and the SBI Thai Online, the 55% the stake held by SBI Group and 45% by Financier Cyrus Securities Group in Vietnam and in other areas. We have been investing in the promising companies.
Asset management, I'm really focused on this. One of the major reasons is this bank insurance securities, especially life insurance, which has a high-quality long-term fund, it must be managed, and that's within the group. So there are needs for management and investment. At the highest level of quality, we must make this. SBI Global Asset Management has been established. We don't have good hedge funds in Japan. So by having a partnership with International Asset Management, IAM, we are trying to do this. Energy, renewable energy, PV funds, they have been sold in many places. But again, we intend to do these together with others. SBI Energy is established here. I will come back to this real estate and newly established asset management company, which specializes in bond investment. This will be established anew. SBI Global Asset Management. Under this SBI Global Asset Management, Morningstar Asset Management, will be moved under this. Sunao Sakura will be appointed as the CEO. And the COO, we haven't made an announcement, but we have already made a decision. A very competent person. And for versatile management needs, these are the people who are very, very competent. We have already made that decision. The same corporation, a housing mortgage finance company, and it was held by a buyout firm fund. And the group SBI's equity is 79.7%. So as a SBI's company, putting into our resources, and the name is now changed, and it will put under the umbrella of the SBI Global Asset Management. Net profit is already 300 million yen. Once we start tackling this business, 1 billion yen level of profits can be generated easily. In terms of managing life insurance long-term fund, there is a good match to this housing mortgage. Renewable energy fund. Not just photovoltaic power, but biomass, geothermal, and mini-scale hydroelectric. They will be tackled, and SBI Energy Company will be established. As for the CEO, Nakatsuka Ikko, will be appointed the CEO. Nakatsuka-san is very versatile, very expert in finance, but the person was well-versed in renewable energy as well. In this area, you have to have a connection with local governments. That's one of the reasons why we are going to appoint him as the CEO. ALA related business. ALA is now about to enjoy a major leap. ALA researches are conducted in 77 clinics, academia, and hospitals. But polyethylene ALA is now talking about this dysfunctional amino acid science and medical applications of fiber ALA focused on diagnosis and treatment of cancer, ALA and Polyethylene Research Society in October. And society is now improving their activities. And 48 cutting-edge experts have organized or compiled this book. And our ALA partners, there are so many partners, academic institutions and others in various areas. For the humankind health promotion, if we are asked to name three, soap, antibiotics, and steroids. I just say these three, and then what is the number four? And I would say ALA. I would say ALA. It's the fourth item. Why? This is a single substance, and many researchers at many universities for many different diseases, studies are ongoing. It is almost unprecedented, in my opinion. And Journal of Applied Physiology. In the U.S. Physiology, as an academic journal, this is a very authoritative organization. The paper on reduction of oxygen consumption and carbon emissions during exercise suppression for lactic acid value elevation in blood by taking 5-ALA. Nakajima, CSO, and Shinshu University Professor Nose, the co-authored this paper in English to athletes in Olympics. We should make sure they take this. That's my opinion, because oxygen in a very efficient manner can be used. And lactic acid value can be suppressed, and it doesn't increase. And also, it's not detected in doping-related tests because it is produced inside our bodies. In the world, again, researches are ongoing. At Bahrain, this diabetics-related are attracting a lot of attention. And also PDD, the photodynamic therapy, is also attracting a lot of attention. And already, for bladder cancer, 10 successful operations have been conducted using Allied administration. We also have the light-emitting source using our technology. And in Bahrain, more than 10 successful operations have been conducted. On November 1st, at the Royal College of... there will be an announcement of the conducted at the Bahrain Defense Force Royal Medical Service Hospital. And also the adult disease prophylactic and improving agent whose active ingredients survive ALAD for hyperlipidemia, constitution, and even wrinkles, we were able to acquire patent. And in the United States, again, for diabetics, we were able to acquire patent in various parts of the world. 10 cases in 20 countries. We already acquired 10 patents in Japan and in the United States. Again, we acquired a patent for methods to treat diabetics containing 5-ALA. On October 27, 2009, we filed the application. We were able to get this patent. It takes time. SBI Pharma, the Alaglio, this is for the intraoperative cancer diagnostic phase 3. This is for carcinoma vesici and designated as an orphan drug at 5 universities. Did investigator-led trials. Where they do these investigator-led trials are held, we are doing our corporate trials at Osaka University, the peritoneal dissemination-centered investigator-led trials. Again, it starts from November 2015. And chemotherapy for anemic. Chemotherapy, once it is taken, 42-43% develop the malignant anemia, and there is no drug to handle this. And looks like this may turn out to be effective. So the investigator-led trials, phase 2, is conducted at Saitama Medical University. This is equivalent to CRO, the Kitasato Academic Research Organization, is doing this. At Oxford, together with Birmingham Hospital, phase 2 are being planned. And this is for the preventing cardiac ischemic reperfusion injury after the cardiac surgery. While the operation might be a success, because of they stop the blood circulation. So once the circulation is restarted, there might be stroke, cerebral stroke, and there might be the blood clot found in the brain. So while the operation is successful, cardiac operation is successful, people might be killed. In the rats, Professor Fuhrman at the University of Oxford, taking this substance, that risk can be reduced to one-third. And he wanted to do this clinical trials. Phase 1, the non-toxic, just taking this this drug for 5 days before operation, so that they're trying to really work towards the Ministry of Health. And this, I think, is very mild, epoch-making. Mitochondrial diseases, it is very difficult to treat. Normally, the person dies at 2 years old. Again, at Saitama Medical University, investigator-led trials are being conducted. The Nobel laureate in medicine and physiology was awarded to a Chinese scientist. This is for malaria. And she won this prize. She read the classical literature in China, and she found a herbal medical treatment, and she analyzed the substance and then developed that into a drug. So this is mainly sold by Fuxin Pharmaceuticals. With University of Tokyo, we did joint research for suppressing the malaria parasites, the ALA. In the rat test, we found this, the ALA, effective. It helps also to prevent the recurrence, reinfections, so-called silver bullet. because of the resistance, the other drugs are not effective. Even after 230 days, according to the test result, it was still effective after 230 days. So even if you think that you have recovered from malaria, and then if you get stung by this mosquito, particular mosquito, you will develop malaria. That's why in the world there are still hundreds of millions of people suffering from malaria, because it's difficult to really cure. There are many people who are reinfected because this parasite doesn't die. In China, we are now building the production system at EN Bio. Bahrain, GCP, good clinical practice. Complied with this standard for the first time in the Arabian world. GCP compliant tests are conducted. The food intervention test, let me explain. In the Bahrain, at this Bahrain Defense Force Royal Medical Service Hospital, there are type 2 diabetes patients who are hospitalized. Administer ALA as food, give them as food. As a result, up to 200 milligrams, the safety has been confirmed. For high concentration, the ALA administration, safety has been confirmed. And also, HbA1c, that's closely related to diabetics, hemoglobin A1c. For the directly related diabetes, decreased significantly as a result of ingestion of test meals for 12 weeks. Sometimes in cases, after taking it, it doesn't really go down. Sometimes this age, A1c remains at a very high level. Even with two or three kinds of different drugs taken, sometimes this level remains at high. But then when ALA was administered, then this HbA1c lowered. November 1st, 2015, the hospital will make a press conference, and then the paper will be listed in the academic journal, Bahrain's Minister of Health and the Director of the Hospital and Japanese Ambassador are to participate in this big conference. It's going to be big news. Next, about various measures toward the realization of an early profitability, the product offer. And we are trying to get approved for the labeling system of foods with functional claims. With Kenko Corporation, announcement was made today. Business alliance with Kenko Corporation. It is a strong promotion for sales of health products and cosmetic products, and Kenko Corporation agreed to absorb the majority of the promotion cost. I met many presidents, and I felt that this company had the best marketing capability. By tying up with this company, we decided to do the promotion activities, a partnership with Rise Up. And for out-licensing, the many measures are taken. It's about pharmaceuticals. There's this company, Diagnostic Agent for Cancer Treatment, Carcinoma Vesici, and mitochondrial diseases and central nervous system diseases, including Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's diseases. Some company again approached us, and including Allegrio, discussing out-licensing of technology to obtain approvals for the sales of intraoperative diagnostic agents that include Allegrio for malaria in China. Additionally, discussing more comprehensive business alliance with company F involving both pharmaceuticals and health foods, including the possibility of capital alliance, and planning to acquire a German pharmaceutical company on the global scale, the ALA business, pharmaceuticals and health food and cosmetics. We are planning to deploy our businesses. For ALA, again, we can really see the future. Along with the continued promotion of the business selection and concentration process, after March 12, 45 billion yen for 2014, we have recovered 16.6 billion yen. That's for SBI cars this term, and we're going to sell it and collect 4 billion yen so that we can really improve the results. And Phnom Penh Commercial Bank of Cambodia, we have already made an announcement to sell it off. As for the real estate that we own, we already recovered 4.2 billion, and 1.2 billion has already been recovered. So we are going to monetize them one by one. About the Cambodia Phnom Penh Commercial Bank, the Koreans are very interested in this. 10 companies have approached us. We're going to start the due diligence process. And suppose $110 million, if it's sold, and then the 10 billion yen that we can recover, and before the tax, we can get 3 billion yen. October 27th, there was an expert article about speculation of sales published in the Korea Economic Daily. This is about investment, but he still said, even though the Cambodian economy shows growth rate, correction, sales value of PPCB is expected to be from 130 billion to 150 billion level, according to financial industry officials. An investment bank official said, even though Cambodian economy shows growth rate of 7% per year, bank usage rate is too low. So there is a strong possibility for financial companies to grow their business in Cambodia. So financial industry official said to acquire PPCB, acquirer may expand its sales channel for local people, according to the excerpt. Focus on securing and developing human resources. This is one of the most important things. 55 persons, we started in 1999, and at the moment, 5,464. And the number of new graduates in 2006 was 43, it's now 312. In Korea, 4 persons, in China, 5 persons. On top of the Japanese, we're going to hire these. The Japanese tend to people say that, "Go to Vietnam, go to Cambodia." Japanese, the employees sometimes are reluctant, but the Chinese and Koreans are really willing to go to such countries. And they can also, many of them can speak English, and Chinese, English, or Japanese, or Korean, Japanese, English. Some people can speak such languages, and that's the kind of people we hire. Also, we need to cultivate people. To promote, higher than the deputy GM at the SBI Graduate School, SBI Graduate School courses, one must take several courses, and one must pass tests. Otherwise, one cannot be promoted. That's the system. This is executive management training. I looked at other companies, but we have our own graduate school, so it's best. And also, my credo is that the persons is most important. In order to foster, based on that philosophy, I thought that it would be best to dispatch our people to our graduate school. We are also using the very youngest people for the executive ones. The president of a listed company subsidiary, aged 28. So this was really the youngest one, and SBI Holdings director and executive officer, aged 31. These are all historic young people, and the female manager ratio is 17.8%. The gender, the clique, those group affiliation, it has nothing to do with our promotion. Within the group, when somebody wants to really move to other group company, then we are trying to accommodate their request as much as possible. We call this career opening system. From very early period, we have adopted that. If the performance is good, we also give bonuses and stock options. This is an exchange for consideration. And for benefits, again, now we have this kind of a food coupon system, and we also have a clinic, a Tokyo International Clinic, and payment in full of the cost of a complete physical examination. This is really the cutting-edge facilities at Tokyo International Clinic. An influenza about the vaccination is provided at a specially discounted price. And there's a, in Aoyama, a temple called Baisoin, of a Jodo school of Buddhism. Irrespective of such different schools of Buddhism, they can offer service. So we established a company-owned tomb. It says who must have worked at least 20 years, but we are flexible. For those people who are from the rural areas, It can be a long distance from Tokyo, or for instance, the second or the third sons or the women who are married out of the families who do not often go back to their own homes. We, as a company, wanted to have our company-owned tomb. I think this is rather unusual, but we wanted to make sure we honor the souls of the deceased. And also planned that we abolished the age limit for re-employment after mandatory retirement. As long as these people are considered to still perform with great power, energy, and intellect, after going through a thorough medical check at our Tokyo International Clinic, and based on their own desire, we would like to hire them. So with this, I would like to conclude my presentation. It's about 6 o'clock, almost. I skipped 2 or 3 pages. I don't know why, but I think I covered almost everything verbally. I don't really think I have anything left. Now we would like to entertain your questions.